Sandra Lopez was in sanctuary in Carbondale until about 2 weeks ago. She's an undocumented Mexican immigrant. She hadn't stepped outside in 10 months for fear of being deported. In August, immigration officials promised she wasn't a priority for removal. Her legal battles continue, though. Her attorneys have a new strategy in the wake of a recent Supreme Court decision. A crowd in Carbondale is waiting for Sandra Lopez to emerge from the house she hasn't left in almost a year. She walks onto the porch to say a few words.
I'm very happy today. Finally, I'm free.
Yes.
Lopez was in sanctuary with the Two Rivers Unitarian Universalist Congregation. She was safe, living in their parsonage, because Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, doesn't make arrests in what they call sensitive locations, like houses of worship. Recently, ICE promised Lopez she won't get deported, at least for now. So she's headed home to Silt, and she tells the crowd through a translator she's thrilled about it.
I'm excited to have normal life, to be able to go to a restaurant with my family.
Police arrested Lopez in 2010 after responding to a domestic disturbance at her home. The charges were dropped, but she was still reported to ICE. And ever since, she's known she could be separated from her family. In June, the Supreme Court ruled in a case called Pereira versus Sessions, and it just might have altered the playing field. Immigration attorneys everywhere are talking about it.
It's a caso muy, muy importante, the Pereira versus Sessions.
Actually, there's some good news for immigrants.
The biggest event in the last 40 years.
Jennifer Smith is Sandra Lopez's attorney. Based on the Supreme Court decision, Smith is arguing her case should be thrown out, basically because the government screwed up some paperwork. She has no idea if this will work.
It's exciting. I am excited about it. Promising, that's a different kind of answer, I guess.
What's at issue here is a crucial document in any deportation proceeding, the Notice to Appear, or NTA. The problem is these NTAs haven't been telling people when to appear. Think of it this way. A cop pulls you over for speeding. You get a ticket. You can pay the fine, or you can contest it in court, and the ticket will tell you where you need to go. Sandra Lopez was given an NTA, and it listed the charges against her.
But hers, in the blank for date and time, says to be set.
In Pereira versus Sessions, the Supreme Court decided 8-1 that an NTA without a date or a time was invalid. So if Lopez's deportation started erroneously, Smith is arguing that none of the subsequent rulings in her case hold any water. Lopez is one of many whose case could be impacted.
We don't have a single client who has a notice to appear with a date or time.
Of course, Lopez did come to the U.S. illegally, and the immigration court eventually let her know when she needed to see a judge. So is it fair to throw a case like hers out just because the government didn't correctly fill out a form? Violeta Chapin, a law professor at CU Boulder, says yes, it is.
The United States government also needs to follow the law.
Chapin says not including a date or time on an NTA isn't just a minor error. If the government is trying to deport you, you have the right to fight back, just like that traffic ticket.
Not being told where to go and when to go makes it impossible for you to defend yourself.
Chapin says the government is not thrilled with these new motions to throw cases out based on invalid NTAs.
Understandably, because it's going to be extraordinarily inconvenient to have to look at, you know, potentially hundreds of thousands of cases to see whether or not they need to be dismissed.
Sandra Lopez's case is one of many, charting new legal territory as it winds its way through the court system. It's currently with the Board of Immigration Appeals. If they rule against her, Jennifer Smith plans to appeal to an even higher court. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.